welcome back to it. All right, so the big basketball games last night. First up was Michigan heading to Louisville. Michigan, who went from 0 to number 4, having knocking off two top 10 teams in 2 days, couldn't put up against the number 1 Louisville Cardinal, losing by 15 points, 58-43. But in doing so, man, they did some things. The worst scoring output in 5 years, the lowest shooting percentage in 3 years, and the fewest points per possession in 11 years. Man, they had a tough night, Louisville's defense to be credited. And then Duke came to the Breslin Center in Michigan State University and well, tough for Michigan State. They did not play well at all, lost 87-75. And the Spartans, preseason number one team in America, 5-3 now. So time for both programs to take a step back and see what's going on. I just thought I'd share with you a little bit. Here is something that affects a fair amount of people around the state. And that is deer hunting and deer being. The general firearm season ended on the 30th, as it always does. And then there's a bit of a breather here. And then starting Friday, I think that the muzzle loading seasons open in both the upper and lower peninsulas. December 6th through the 16th, and then December 6th through the 22nd, I think, is what it is downstate. There are some special seasons in counties around the state that extend hunting opportunities through January. And I've always said, why not just allow the archery season to go all the way through January? I mean, if people are brave enough to sit out there in sub-zero temperatures and snow and cold and whatnot, if they're stubborn enough or, well, frankly, dumb enough to do that, why not just let them do it? If they want to get the deer numbers down, if they want to control chronic wasting disease or whatever the plan may be, why not just let folks get out there and hang out and kill deer through the end of January? That's what they do in other states. Ohio and other states allow hunting right through January, so why not? The answer is, I don't know the answer. Anyhow, speaking of baiting deer, though, the governor apparently is poised to veto this legislation that would lift a ban on baiting deer and elk throughout most of the state. House Bill 4687 would override an existing ban on deer and elk baiting in the entire lower peninsula and parts of the upper. It was finalized by the Michigan House Tuesday, 61-44. It concurs with Senate changes, and now it's done. The current version of the bill, which includes a 5-gallon limit on the amount of feed and bait that can be used at a time, and allows for bans and disease management zones, has cleared both chambers. The legislation also includes a 2-year sunset. But witness spokesperson Tiffany Brown said the governor will veto it, noting that she believes the bill would increase the chance of spreading diseases within wildlife populations and livestock. Now, I don't know what she's talking about, and unless I'm missing something, and please help me out here, folks, because I don't know of any ability for CWD to be transferred to livestock. My understanding was CWD occurs in cervids, chronic wasting disease, a contagious fatal neurological disease in deer, elk, and moose, not cattle, not sheep. First identified in Michigan May 2015, cases have been confirmed in Clinton, Eaton, Gratiot, Ionia, Ingham, Jackson, Kent, and Montcalm counties. And one was also found in Dickinson County in the UP. The Michigan DNR say research shows that baiting and feeding deer increases the likelihood of the disease being spread. But I'm still confused by the comment by Brown. By leaving the deer baiting ban in place, the state will continue to curb the spreading of diseases like chronic wasting disease. I get that. But the spreading of disease within wildlife populations and livestock? That's the report in M Live. It seems bizarre, frankly, that I'm reading that. The commission, Wildlife Commission, continues to ban baiting and don't expect that to ever move. Anyhow, Ted Nugent says it will lead and has led to widespread civil disobedience. Well, there might be some truth to that, Ted. We'll see how that plays out. Anyhow, today more people than ever are planning to work into retirement. Many say it's necessary just to make ends meet. Is that you? Well, whether it is or not, you need to know that you have to have a solid financial plan, never too early or too late. And wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas help you with a plan, a life plan advisory service. Their ultimate goal is to help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. You can get a hold of them. You can get a hold of them right now at MyLifePlanFinancial.com. MyLifePlanFinancial.com. Give them a call. Get started. Don't put it off. You can't wait for certain things. Oh, and by the way, here's something else I don't want you to put off. Don't put off feeling great, losing some weight. My Pure Health Solutions, formerly Nutrimost, your custom, and that's the word custom solution to losing weight. I did it. Going on 2 years ago now. I think I started in February of 2018. Be 2 years into it here shortly. Lost 40 pounds, kept most of it off. I mean, it came back a little, but it leveled out, and I feel great. And I weigh less now than I did 10 years ago or 15 years ago or I think even 20 years ago. I weigh less today than I did then. Yeah, and let's be honest, every pound or 5 pounds or 10 pounds you take off, you feel better. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to see some really cool pictures of me. I want you to go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com. And you can get started with your custom plan today. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It's not my plan to fit you. It's your custom plan from My Pure Health Solutions. Tell them I sent you over. Check it out. GruberHealth.com is the website to look at. You'll enjoy it. Quick break and some final thoughts after this on The Steve Gruber Show.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
As a business owner, you wear many hats. Accountant, HR specialist, skilled worker, and even CEO. The last thing you need to worry about is what's going on in the state capitol. Hi, I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber. In Lansing, we work hard to make sure legislation and regulations don't get in the way of running your business. We work to make a big difference on big issues such as filling the talent pipeline, controlling health care costs, and ensuring that Michigan has a fair and competitive tax environment. Your business is at the heart of Michigan's economy. We pledge to help you grow, create new jobs, and be an exceptional entrepreneur. At the Michigan Chamber, we fight for you in Lansing's capital so you can continue to grow your business.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put